Today sucks. Today really fucking sucks. It is Wednesday, November 6th, 2024. It's the day after the presidential election, and Donald Trump is president again. And it sucks. A lot. And I'm not here to just tell you how garbage it is, I guess. I think I've tried to record this many times, actually, and I'm never quite sure exactly what it is I want to say. But I think I finally found it. I think I know what I'm here to tell you. I am here to tell you my values, because I think right now there is a ton of deep distrust everywhere. 70 million people voted for this man. 70 million people voted for a convicted felon, a sexual predator, and a fascist. 70 million. Who are these 70 million people? They're anybody. Could be your neighbor, could be your mom, could be anybody. And I think there's a lot of fear around that, around not knowing who these people are, who, you know, there's obviously the very out and proud Trumpers, but the out and proud Trumpers are not 70 million strong. There are quiet Trumpers. And I think that's really unsettling for a lot of us. So today, I'm just going to go over what I value so that you know if this is a podcast you want to keep listening to, so that you know if I'm a person you want to keep in contact with or a person that you want to work with. I want to be crystal clear, and I am pretty crystal clear on my website. If you go to theneurocuriosityclub.com, one of the drop-down options from About is values, and I have my values outlined for my business, but today I'm just going to outline some of my values as a person, in no particular order. I value intersectional feminism. I think white feminism is super reductive and unhelpful. I think intersectional feminism, feminism that prioritizes how our femininity affects our other identities, is vital. I love trans people. I love trans people. I know so many trans people in my life, especially online. And it's not just like, oh, trans people are people too. Of course they are, but they're also amazing. And they don't deserve to become this stupid bargaining chip in elections. Like, well, if you vote for so-and-so, it means that you support, like, gender changes. And it's like, who cares? Anyway, I wholeheartedly and enthusiastically support trans people. I am working very hard to be anti-racist. I have a lot of racism baked into me. I grew up in a very conservative white area. So there's a lot of work for me to do there, and I acknowledge that. I am nowhere near where I want to be. But I think the anti-racism journey is an ongoing one, and it's one that I've been investigating, unfortunately not too much before 2020, but ever since the Black Lives Matter movement really got off the ground, I have been exploring and learning and trying to put that learning into practice as well. Another big thing you need to know about me is that I believe in a free Palestine, a free Congo, a free Sudan. I believe in the fall of empire, period. I believe Israel is an occupying force. I believe what is happening in Palestine is a genocide. And I am deeply uninterested in people who disagree with that, because the facts support what I just said. I believe that bombing children is wrong, and the fact that we've normalized it this much is so sickening. So sickening. And Palestine should never, ever forgive us. I believe in calling in, not calling out, where possible. I think it's important to bring people into community rather than cast them out when they mess up, because we're all going to mess up. That's part of being human. I don't know anyone who's never had a bad take, who's never said something stupid or offensive. It's part of growth. You got to grow from somewhere. And if you're too afraid of getting called out in order to grow, then you're going to stay stuck and stagnant. And so I think we should try to call people into community rather than cast them out of society where we can. Let's see, what else do I believe in? I believe love is love. Obviously, you should love whoever you love. I believe that same-sex marriage is amazing. I believe polyamory is amazing. I think anytime you love someone, that's a good thing, period. Full stop. I believe in abortion rights. I did not used to. I grew up very Catholic, and this was like the issue, right, for us. And it took a lot of undoing, a lot of unlearning for me to become pro-abortion, but I am. And that's really hard in my personal life because there's a lot of people in my personal life who really, really, really don't like that. And we've kind of just stopped talking about it, but it's always kind of there sometimes. And that's okay, I guess, because I'm not changing my point of view, at least not now. So yeah, I believe in abortion. I've donated to abortion funds. I have done what I can to support abortion rights as our government tries to roll them back. I don't even know what else, you guys. What are some of the other hot button issues? I don't know. Like, I just want you to know where I stand. I voted for Harris. I didn't even want to vote for Harris. I wanted to vote for someone who's actually left of center, but we don't have those options that are viable, right? So I voted for Harris. But she seems just as genocidal as Biden, and so I wasn't thrilled about it. But I knew I didn't want the alternative, which is what has happened, that Trump is now in power. And by the way, that is not due to third-party voters. Somebody broke down the math, and even if all the third-party voters voted for Harris, she still would have lost. So it's really, the problem is not the third-party voters who didn't want to vote for Harris because she's, you know, a genocidal maniac. But it's because of the people who support Trump. And that should be where our fury is directed. So I don't know. I don't know. I'm an ex-Catholic heathen. I believe in abortion. I believe in queer joy. I just want to support people. Like, that's really all I want. I just want people to make the decisions that are best for them, and I want to be there for them when they do. That's all I want. I don't want this election to, I don't know, make it so that we feel like we can't trust anybody. That's the opposite of community. That's exactly what fascism does, you know? It tears community apart. If it's at all possible, I really want us to come together somehow. And I'm not saying we have to go hugging Trumpers or something, but somehow we've got to find community in all this mess because that's what will save us, I think. Okay. That's what I've got for you today. I'm sorry, it's such a dark and heavy day, but thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.